Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for that your heart will be more brightened, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. This visualization image training is really fundamental of the Mahayana Buddhism, which founded in India, Gandhara. It is interesting that you won't find Zen in the Mahayana Buddhism in India. Zen only started in China. So the fundamental practice in Mahayana Buddhism originally in India was this visualization image training. It is because, as I spoke in the previous Dharma talk, that the Greek Buddhist created a statue of the Buddha statue, and visualizing Buddha image is the beginning of the practice of the Mahayana Buddhism. With visualizing a Buddha and chant mantra and praise Buddha and walk round and round the stupa, pagoda, which that Shakyamuni Buddha's ash were digged in. So as I have been explaining about this sutra, the meditation sutra, that it says, clearly visualize the image of the pure and the world of infinite joy and the Buddha. And I've been also explained one of the interpretation why it is teaching that to visualize clearly, the visualization so much important as a practice. Well, I would like to start with another interpretation why visualization the image is so clearly taught in this sutra and Mahayana Buddhism. Well, in some way it is obvious, because we think that we are recognizing the world because the external world exists. However, anything we recognize as object is we are projecting our image to the object, and nothing itself are the concrete. Well, for example, the vacuum. You know, vacuum to clean the house. For us, for human being, is a vacuum is a vacuum. But let's say in case it is no longer vacuum anymore, if your aunt is a scary, huge machine to take away, your whole body will be sucked and the end of the life. Nothing is decided. And in Buddhism, there's a word, there's no difference in heart, body, and the world, which means that the subject of our heart is creating our circumstances, or the circumstances will create the human's heart. Now, for example, if you were born in a wealthy family, you know, it's a circumstances, it's very wealthy place, And is that create your heart? Certificatedly? And or if you're born in a slum, will your heart be poor? Well, in Buddhism, in general, says that because of the human heart, you have a human heart, then you are given the human body, and you're living in a human world. So if you have a hungry ghost spirit, then your body will become hungry ghost, and your world will be hungry ghost world. So if your heart, if you can train your heart to be noble, you can be a noble person. And finally, you have a noble life. Anyway, get back to the subject. I think that one of the reasons to totally, completely visualize the image of Buddha and Pure Land, you try to turn over the concept of heart is the cause. I mean, if you clearly see in the visualization in your heart, it means that you are in the Pure Land world, and let your spirit transform it through this image that you are already in the Pure Land by visualizing the image of Pure Land and the Buddha. Anyway, what's written after that, after the last Dharma talk? After you see the Buddha, then see the Buddha is sitting on the flower, lotus flower, of the infinity colors and infinity light. And to be able to see as you close your eyes or open eyes, doesn't matter. See all the land of the Pure Land with the seven treasures, as the lake of the Pure Land as well. So are the trees of the Pure Land with the seven treasures, and the sky as well, sky of the Pure Land as well. Make it that you'll be able to see as you see in your own hand. Then see that the Avalokiteshvara Kannon Bodhisattva is in the right side of the Amida Buddha, also sitting on a lotus, and left side is Seishi Bodhisattva. And the Buddha and the right side of both Bodhisattvas are illuminating the light. And that is a golden light and illuminating all the trees of the treasure trees in Pure Land. And this is interesting part. And below, down below the tree, one of the tree, and there's also three lotus. Each tree has three lotus, and in the three lotus, there's also the Buddha and Amida Buddha, and right side is Kannon Bodhisattva, left side is the Seishi Bodhisattva. You know what is the interesting part of this? It is that it's this continuous on and on and on. In each Bodhisattva each Buddha and Bodhisattvas are down under all the trees there. And again, there is Amida Buddha and two Bodhisattvas and illuminating the light. And this goes on and on and on and on, and then full and fully the pure land. And then it says that listen the sound of the water stream of the pure land. It will illuminate your heart, and every moment your heart shines, and your enlightenment, your joy, your happiness increases every moment. You listen to this, feel this during the samadhi, meditative state, and even you woke up from the samadhi state and been in daily life, don't forget it. And let it completely fit to what's written in the sutra. He says, interesting, if it doesn't fit to what's written in the sutra, it would say that it is the illusion. But if it's fit to what's written in the sutra, it is seeing the world of the pure land roughly. Says roughly, even this level, clearly seeing it, it is about roughly seeing the pure land. However, when this happens in your image, this will take away the infinitive kalpa. The infinitive kalpa means that the infinitive time life of the universe, taking away all the karma of it. And that you will really clearly awaken to the unification with the great spirit of the universe, which is written in the sutra as Nembutsu Samadhi. This visualization meditative image practice training will not only shine your heart, but also makes you easier your life, because you no longer stuck in the materials. So it's going to be easier to visualize things and to transform it to phenomenal, to let it happen what you imagine in the future. That is why it is written in the Amitāya Sutra as one sentence. Everything will be in your hand, depend on your heart. May your heart will shine and so as your life.